Fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
I tell you, I love my masonry home, Integra Wall, when we built. You go into another home, and when the entire house can shake when a door slams, it's just like, what? Who put this thing together? You can slam a door at our house, sure, but I mean, that's it. It shuts and boom, done.
Well, Steve mentioned
it's
ropes
like
and development.
The big bad wolf could come blow these other homes down.
But Steve mentioned ropes and development. Now, they have a retirement community, Pebble Creek, out in the West Valley, very close to Luke Air Force Base. It's all Integra. And that's one of the things the folks out there comment about all the time. They got those fighter jets taking off and landing, and you never hear them.
It's an incredible product. It really is. It was one of the things that was rolled out in the early 80s to combat the framing rush that we were all going to as builders. Let's compare that particular product, because I was talking earlier about people ask me all the time, Rosie, what can I do to cut my energy bills? And they immediately think, they start jumping on this R value thing. Well, I need an R80 in my attic, and I need, you know, R60 in my outside walls. And I tell people all the time, that it surprises them, that if we could just get the building envelope to a R10, everything, across your openings, across everything, you would be as about a thermally static and dynamic structure as possible. But we struggle just getting to that.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, if with traditional masonry products and doing just a few things to it, you hit anywhere from R9 to 14 to 23. That's more than enough for those vertical walls when you've got openings. And if you improve the quality of the windows that are going in, you know, I know you're a big supporter of Pella.
Yeah.
You know, you get good windows in there, and then you get a lot of insulation in your roof. That house is going to perform exactly as you want it
with
to.
With a little design that includes some shade falling on those outside walls and stuff, you've got exactly what you want. You know, people studied just the ruins at Casa Grande. You know, they studied those that when you go inside that room, you were talking about the heat transfer and the thermal stability of those walls. It's ironic that in the middle of the summer, the heat from the outside of that wall has just hit the inside of the room when the sun goes down.
Yep, that's the beauty of Arizona.
How did they figure that out, huh?
You know, it's just tried and true methods, and you're talking about material that has no R value whatsoever, and those buildings perform great for hundreds and hundreds of years.
So we roll out Integra back in the 80s. Let's talk about some of the newer things that we're doing with masonry today. What are y'all's newest innovations? The Enduramax is the one that kind of grabs my attention.
Absolutely. Enduramax is a new product, and we talked a little bit about the thermal bridging before, but with a lot of the building codes now, they're going for a continuous insulation and a full thermal break in the wall. And one of the beauties of Old Castle and Superlight is that we've maintained that local entrepreneurial spirit, but we've got the strength and the innovation behind us from both a national and international basis. In fact, we've got a research and development facility at a sister company in Montreal. And one of the products that came out of there is exactly what you mentioned, Enduramax. The beauty of that product is we can attach it to any substrate we want, whether it's wood frame, steel frame, traditional masonry. It's mechanically fastened, and it's a series of polystyrene panels, styrofoam panels, that you then insert masonry units into and grout it after the fact. And so you get the look of traditional masonry. With that continuous insulation behind it and a drainage method built in to get water out of that wall.
Are y'all seeing that get spec'd out much in a residential environment, or right now are we seeing that primarily in a commercial environment?
It's a relatively new product for us, so mostly small commercial at this point in time.
Okay. But I want to kind of clarify a couple things for people. When we're talking about thermal bridges, and we're thinking about a concrete block, y'all have all seen those gray concrete blocks. Most of you used it for college furniture in your dorm room. You'd stack it up, and then you'd lay a 1x6 across the top, and that would be your shelf. So concrete block units, as they lay in place, have members that go perpendicular to the plane of the wall. They go through the wall. Those are your thermal bridges. They're the ones that actually carry the temperature variation the quickest. The voids then are what we fill with whatever insulation. I mean, back, Dave, how many bags of vermiculite did you stuff in block walls in the day, right?
Yep, vermiculite. That was the insulation product for masonry in those days.
Little pellet size granulars that piled in. I don't know how many of those bags I stuffed down walls all over. And now we do everything we can to evacuate it and go back and foam fill it. But the thermal bridges that occurs in virtually everything. A thermal bridge is a ceiling joist. It brings the temperature from your attic into your house. That's why we like insulation to go all the way over the top of your ceiling joist and create a constant C fixed surface about 2 inches over the top of your tallest joist. Thermal bridges are like the aluminum frame on a window frame. You know, you may be able to spend the money in a nice expensive glass and tin it, but if you don't break the thermal bridge of the aluminum is a heat conductor just like a radiator. So the thermal bridge that we're talking about in masonry is that vertical component that brings the temperature of whatever's inside out and whatever outside in. In this Integra Block system, we eliminate 70% of those thermal bridges?
You do. You end up with about 95% of the interior wall, the wall cavity, open to accept insulation.
You fill that with foam and you establish. Then we've got this new Enduramax product that I want to talk a little bit more about when we get back. If you've got questions, if you're thinking about designing or building a home, stay tuned because we're talking about the miracle of maintenance-free masonry.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.